Hi friends, welcome back to Product Table Podcast. If you are new here, my name is Elvis and I am mobile product owner based in Riga, Latvia. On this podcast, we explore ways how to get into product management, discover strategies, techniques and tools that help us to become a better product manager. We're inviting top class people behind incredible software and hardware products that solve our daily challenges to have meaningful talks. And today, I am with my co-founder, Edwin Mikhailov. You know, Product Table has been active for years now, and in the spirit of growth, we decided to rebrand ourselves. And this podcast will take you through each step that we went into designing our logo, colors, website, and many more.
Today, we're launching our biggest update since the entire existence of Product Table, and new brand with the same passionate mission to continue education next-gen product managers. We have started redefined Product Table back in April, and it take months of exploration, iteration, and finally bringing it to you. Welcome to Product Table Volume 2.
Before we start, you know, Edwin was like in a shadow for last 2 years. And, you know, I would like to introduce him first. Hey, Edwin, how are you feeling today?
Oh, I'm good. I'm great. Thanks.
Yeah, you know, it's actually the man, you know, the creative guy that is behind all the concepts, all behind some of the podcasts that you are listening as well, guys. And, you know, he is a head of creativity here. What does it mean? Edwin definitely will tell you more. But let's start our story with one simple thing. Back in April, we sat down together in actually the studio and brainstormed ideas what we should do next, because, you know, we had some traction that we had like 5,000 listens. We were thinking what's the next, you know, big thing for us, and we saw that the brand itself was not maybe reflecting to our values. And, you know, those values, we had 4 values that were in our heads. Basically, it's we want to reflect, you know, Product Table value in its look, you know, just have a great time as well when exploring new opportunities and exploring new guests and Product Table. And of course, improve all accessibility part of all kinds, social media posts, podcasts, learning experience for people. And of course, for us as a brand, you know, people, we would like to create a trustworthy brand.
Well, I think we should talk a little bit about our accomplishments. We had 20 podcast episodes that were played more than 5,000 times across different platforms, and we also ran over 100 mentorship sessions for specialists in the field, and most importantly, that 5 people changed their lives to become part of product management teams in different companies, including both startups and big organizations.
Yeah, and actually one of the key people that joined, you know, product management is on a call with us. Hey, Danny, how are you feeling today?
Hi, nice to hear you're fine, thank you. You?
Yeah, we are good, thanks. And just sitting here with Edwin and recording, you know, our podcast. So, you know, the first question that comes to you is, how did you ended up being now in IT? Because your path is a bit different, so maybe you can tell us, how did you transform your career?
Well, you know, after finishing school, I somehow lost or skipped this opportunity to enter IT, despite the fact that that was already very popular choice between guys who finished the school, and I sailed a little bit in my life. Then later I decided to become professional in logistics field. Yeah, and well, it was a really nice you know, journey, and I learned a lot and have a very, very useful experience working with big clients, with the big projects. Actually, I was doing project management just in a different field, and later I understood that is not the thing I want to do for the rest of my life. Like, you know, sometimes you feel that inside and you cannot do nothing about it. Like, you can just skip these emotions, put them somewhere very far in your heart, but from day to day they appear and you understand that you need to change something. And thanks for my life, yeah, thanks for my wife. Then it appeared that, yes, I met my beautiful and loving wife, and she was already working in IT field, and I was always looking at her like an example. I saw a great things she was doing. I saw the necessity of IT field in nowadays, and you know, this COVID situation really helped to understand which jobs, which duties, and which knowledge is really appreciated and really the must to solve all modern problems we have now around the world. And I looked at it for some time, and one day I just realized I want to be in IT. And now I need to start searching for doing something to change my life. And luckily, I followed my old friend, my hockey team partner Elvis, and I saw huge activity in LinkedIn related to IT fields, with product table, with the job he was doing at that moment, also related to IT products development. And you know, I always saw in this guy, like, he always knows the opportunities, he always knows the ways to do things right. And I knew this about Elvis, and I was like, firstly, I actually called like for a long time no see friend call, and asked how it is about to work in IT field, how he get there, because as I remember, it wasn't his choice from I guess latest years of school. Yeah, so I saw in this guy that also his plans changed a bit in life. And yeah, I just asked, how did you came here? Yeah, what was the journey? Yeah, and I saw this fire in eyes. I saw this dedication, yeah, to work, and this huge potential and a huge dream to change the world. And this is actually the thing that is common for a lot of people working in IT. So they really understand what they are doing and why they are doing. What is the mission? What is the aim? So in that moment, I realized that is what I need. And yes, thanks to Product Table, Elvis really helped me in that. And we had a lot of late night conversations, because I cannot say that entering in IT was easy. Yeah, entering in project management for me, probably. Yeah, because as I told, I was like project manager in logistics, working with the huge teams, working with the huge products, with huge deliveries. But IT was something completely different I was doing before. So yes, it took a time to get knowledge, and I'm still learning, and there is plenty years to do more. And yes, this expanding on knowledge never ends here. And that is also a great motivation. Like, you have no limit. You have no limit to stop. The only limit is you. Also, especially this field, working with mobile projects, with mobile products, was something that I was really eager about, because before I was advanced and I can say maybe experienced user of mobile technologies. And I was like, yeah, I want to do it. I want to see how it's made. Like, you know, like this is a Discovery Channel series, like how it's made, how it's done. Yeah. So here I am. Yeah, and I rule now my own life, and I have plenty opportunities. I see different ways of developing my career, developing professionally. I like to work with the people here in IT, because these are very specific people, you know. Specific people, as I told before, that they want to change the world. And this is, I think that this is my mission also. And I think that product management, this is not the most important part about any product cycle, but it's one of the keys. That's 100%, yeah.
Wow, thank you for such amazing talk, Danny. Really, really hoping that you will give and you guys as well, you know, some learning tips and tricks how to, you know, change the career. And I think the main message here is to be brave to change, right?
Of course. You always need to be brave, because opportunities, they are just in front of our eyes. You just need to take a step forward to try them. And sometimes you need to fail. Even, yeah, it's a very important part of you know, of career, you need to fail to understand where you need these improvements, where you need to go maybe one step back to make two forwards.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you guys, thank you.
Thanks, Danny, and really, really happy to see you in product management field. We are just two guys, actually. It's our hobby project, to be honest. And what's interesting that we started this idea with just no budget at all. I mean, I just maybe bootstrap something like 5 euros. I remember like Edwin said, okay, I have 10 euros, maybe let's make a podcast, and I have, you know, podcast room, and then that's it. All of you did not maybe kind of saw the values that we want to bring to life. We want to express them once again. So, and we will tell you about our vision, mission, purpose, and values that we value. For us, main vision, what we want to do is empower raising product experts to build accessible products for upcoming generations. So what we are building, we are actually building not experts for today, but we are building experts for the future. And, you know, it correlates as well to the mission that is create accessible learning platform, actually European Union based environment, because we see a lot of US companies that are teaching product management, but there is less in Europe. And Edwin will tell you more about the purpose and value.
Our purpose is to create economic opportunity for European Union based product management people. And the values, it's a customer centricity, continuous improvement and change and innovations.
I think like it's really important that we value this customer centricity, because how we can build a product that is not customer centric?
I mean, that's kind of hard.
Yeah, imagine like now, I don't know, Apple is building like just products for internal people and not thinking like about you, me, and
yeah,
then just...
and who gonna use
nobody, and we will pay, you know, I don't know, 1,500 for that, and yeah, nothing. Yeah, true. This is the first thing that we started to build our like new look. But even though it was April, we were working full time in our jobs, because what Edwin does, what Edwin, are you doing in your daily life now?
Well, currently I work as a graphic designer, and as well I work as a project manager, but not in a tech field. I'm working in the governmental sector with the European Union funds and cross-border projects. Yeah.
May was really a bit different month, you know, the COVID, you know, started, everything was fine, and vaccines was like not yet there, and I got sick actually of COVID, but for me luckily it was like everything was fine. I mean, I remember I was like sending some videos with the sea salt to Edwin, like saying, you know, man, I'm doing great. I'm watching a lot of Netflix back then, and it was fun. But then, you know, something was saying to me, hey, like, let's make this next 6 months to kind of rebrand ourselves a bit differently, maybe think. And then, you know, as there was a lockdown as well before actually the summer, because summer was like a bit, you know, free, we came together in you know, asking what do we see the identity itself. But the summer was really hot. Edwin was like swimming,
yeah,
every
swimming
single did you measure how many kilometers did you like swim every single day, or
you know,
maybe during the summer?
Weekly it's about 6 kilometers, so it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's,
yeah,
a lot,
so
yeah.
In Rezekne, those people who are, you know, meeting Edwin, they are saying, oh, you are Michael Phelps but Rezekne edition.
no way.
But
no
still
way.
You won some competitions, man.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But Michael Phelps. Thanks.
Yeah, so, and you know, it was like really fun months. June, July, we swimming, tennis playing, and then we sat down again and saying, okay, August, you know, knock knock, year is approaching, what should we do next? And the funny part that we, you know, we discovered one company which, you know, Edwin as well knew like 2 years back, and the company called Ausomic.
Yeah, but back then they had a different name. It was Biz Data.
I guess,
yeah. But if you translate this from Russian, it's awesome, but it's a swear word.
And then, you know, investors started to understand that, oh, this is a swear word, so we actually cannot, you know, raise the funds. And,
yeah.
And imagine, like, they started brand identity as a, like, real big name, you know, cool design,
yeah.
But the name was, like, the problem them to get the money and funding. The process was actually really simple. At least, like, you know, you log in into their website, and what they are saying is actually you get matched with the best fit designer that
yeah.
might solve your problem. One thing that happened is I remember I was sitting in the morning I discovered this, like, again, page. I was sitting in the morning and writing the, you know, description about the product table. Nobody will understand that. But luckily, I was like hoping that, you know, I will get matched, you know, as a Tinder date and stuff. But 2 days passed, like nothing happened. I mean, they were still finding the right designer. Yeah. And then I got the message and I was like, okay, who are you? And actually the guy who is behind all, you know, our creative process and also colors with what we will explore more today, it's like one of, you know, our favorite designers from Ukraine, Pavel. And he is really, you know, passionate as well for helping smaller startups and companies to build massive brands, because as well he worked with you know, local, not only governmental institutions, but as well like big companies that we see in our everyday life. I remember one saying that Edwin was always saying, and now I should ask him, why we choose like Ukrainian-based designers?
You know, lately we hear more and more the names of Ukrainians on the world stage, and you definitely saw a video of Lil Nas X song Montero, or the latest video for Post Malone's song One Right Now. In both music videos, the director is actually Ukrainian director. She's a designer, stylist, and photographer. Her name is Tanu Muino, and Ukrainian names sound just as loud in other fields, in graphic design, in product design, in fashion design, and marketing. Ukrainian won the minds of several creative competitions. For example, there is a Banda agency, so they received, I guess it was bronze award at Cannes Lions, and won the Red Dot Award. You know, Ukrainians are really strong in creative field. And also when I come across the work of Ukrainian designers on the web, I'm always amazed by their approach to the problem and this elegant solution to that very problem.
Yeah, but I think this is really interesting that, you know, and Silicon Valley as well is trying to push and like acquire those talents. Imagine like how many Ukrainian people are coming to US to you.
A lot.
It's imagine like, you know, we here in Latvia, we try to boost in Estonia and Lithuania, try to boost IT, you know, development power. But in Ukraine, the development power as well is really good. And then there is a design people who are like cosmos.
Design and marketing.
So it's a lot of learnings. And actually, we really recommend you to, if you are hiring designer, look for Ukrainian designers as well, because they know how to create your product next generation and how to feel it like a need and, you know, customer centricity as well. Before we dive deeper into the design part, I should say, you know, we were really lucky to work together with the Pavel from our Somic team as a key designer behind product table rebranding. And, you know, Pavel's experience was really, really, really on the point of everything. When we, you know, pitched the idea what the product should look like, kind of potentially, we had this first Q&A session and we tried to understand what will be the next, you know, thing what we will be building. And, you know, Pavel said to me, is like, no worries, we will start with the mind maps. I need some time to explore the ways your kind of product table is really going to. Who is your target audience? And the mind map principle from the product terms is actually one of the kind of key aspects how every single product manager start to explore the ways of the product, even the designers, you know. I think it's like, I mean, typical. And I really love the Pavel kind of brought us five perspectives. It's he started from the physical product, meaning that the product you can really touch. So we as well touching, you know, the people who are building the hardware part, like, I don't know, maybe Apple, you know, product manager, a Google product manager that is building the hardware part. Then we have something from the, you know, podcast side, because we are recording a lot of podcasts here and it's a lot of audio, radio, you know, books, everything. And then we want to give this message as a constant learning. And we have as well, you know, product members, the people who are passionate about IT, about the products itself, and that, you know, and the overall ed tech as a such. Because I think if we say we are not kind of earning money on this, we are more like ed tech kind of NGO startup, I would say, like we are still working in ed tech. Yet what Pavel saw is a like really nice mind map, and the key word there was a development. And basically we were just like, wow, you explored a lot of ways where we actually can be and we are not yet there, and we can be still this like development phase, you know. We are in development, and development, you know, in terms of the IT, it's like really going something forward, not standing. And when Edwin saw this kind of development message, he said, like, this is like all about the pixels. And then, like, now it's like, you know, history. So Edwin, what's wrong about the pixels, or what's right for our brand with the pixels, actually?
Nothing wrong with the pixels at all. Let me ask you what you imagine or what you think about when I say the word pixel. Probably something about the birth of the era of personal computers, maybe about the first computer games, you know, in which small cubes were running across the screen. In any case, you are thinking about the IT-related sphere. And this is what we sewed into our logo, dividing it into two parts, making one part technically pixelated and a second with rounded shapes. It's a good metaphor for development in IT products.
If you like remember the very first version that we had of Product Table, it's like the people who will read the Product Table now, they will see the same, actually the title, the same naming, but what we used a lot, like we used a lot of circles, even those dots were like circulated, and now it's like more pixelated, so we are coming from circulated to pixelated, which is, I mean, good. And this product itself is the key foundation of the product of the IT, and the ABLE is the learning.
The learning part. Right.
I remember you were first saying that it might be a bit contradicting, but with those two kind of phases, like meaning one type phase is like this and it's splitted between semicolons.
It's really hard to get two type phases work one with another. But here, Powell did a great job, and they look like one whole thing. Within the logo concept, a new main icon was born as well, a simple staircase-styled letter U, which holds all three main values that Productable is built on, and U symbolizes our customer centricity. Simpler, just U.
User voice reading.
And staircase with pixels refers to the never-changing continuous improvement in career and the world products.
And if you look like overall, the grid of this U is 4x4. You know, the pixel itself is like a square. And if you see the grid, you know, we see the 4x4 multiplied by 4 grid. So it's easy drawn. I mean, you can play around with it.
Yeah,
you
geometry.
Can actually change it a bit.
Geometry,
It's so simple, you know. That's why kids learn math in school. As well, when you know these elements are kind of formed, it's usually the typeface is the main problem, I guess, you know. Like I don't know, like Edwin, how much like designers spend time on typeface, because I see a lot of memes about like typeface that
when we talk about typography, it continues to be overlooked by a lot of people, yet it's a very I think it's an important aspect of the design process, as choosing the right typeface can make a huge difference to the effectiveness of your design, of your product, and the effectiveness of the message on a page or an app is strongly influenced by the choice of typeface. So a good typeface will engage the audience and you know, influence their perception of the message. So it's very important to choose a typeface that will link the text with the graphics. And we have to keep in mind a good typeface can increase the reading pleasure of the end user. And it's important to choose the right typeface that's suited especially for your situation. And when we are talking about choosing the specific one, it is so difficult because there are so many options available on the market, and you know, there are no specific rules that can be followed to find the correct typeface. But of course there are some principles that could be applied, but still, and if we get back to time that I personally spend choosing the right typeface, it's around 30-35%, I would say, when I'm working on a branding.
Kind of key essential, because anyways, like you post the picture, it's reflected, like you see the gradients, you see the colors, but you see the main message that you will read. And that's, I think this is another point interesting to explore, how people, let's say, using the same Instagram to read materials. Like, do you see like Instagram as a kind of reading platform for reading?
No, I guess not.
So it's more like just pictures.
Yeah, just pictures. Yeah. You cannot use your own typeface there.
Yeah, that's true.
So that doesn't count.
Even if you are creating the product, not all people might perceive the typeface that you are building.
Yeah. So it's about your website and about your visual materials.
So maybe Times New Roman is the best font.
Could be, because they worked a lot on that one.
Because everyone like is typing, you know, the document creation and so on. But actually, you know, our typeface as well. Initially, we had this inter that kind of we explored, I don't know, from someone. And because it's like Google kind of based.
It's a free font, I guess.
Yeah, the inter font is made by Rasmus Andersen, who is one of the kind of key guys in, you know, Sweden as well, and he's currently living in San Francisco. But you know, the inter, when we combined this all together, I think it didn't look pretty well. I mean, it looked well, but imagine like putting it to the text, it would be different. So we started to explore more.
And now Pavel came with two options, Styles Display and Kodak Pro. And when I saw first time the Kodak Pro, I said, yeah, that one is for us.
Kodak Pro Elvis is for us, like no brainer. Because I think in the Kodak Pro as well, the original mission maybe that Pavel like and the company did not tell us, but we started to dig deeper, and you know, Edwin as a font lover, he started to dig deeper more into Kodak Pro.
Kodak Pro is a sans serif font. And actually, if we're talking about sans serif typography, a family dates back to 1816
something,
I guess. And so one of the specific mission was bringing life to modern machinery
and digitalization. I mean, but it was like, you know, futuristic font that nobody at that time actually understood. And you know, when the first, you know, we kind of understood that it was evolved really late. And you know, those artists that were doing great job, I mean, they were only valued after they kind of did something. And the Kodak Pro is actually one of the newest kind of incarnations, not only on the Kodak family, but it's actually as well a sans serif like the typography family font, developed back into 2017 by Francesco Cannavaro, Cosimo Lorenzo and Tarelli. And you know, they were researching the subtleties and the variations of the theme of the geometric itself sans serif design. And I think this exploration led to us, and now we are using this font. Even it's paid, but it's a good font.
Now maybe let's talk about colors, because
everyone loves colors.
You know, color is a very important in branding and marketing, because it is where the first impressions are based. We have in our branding the classic, I would say classy blue color that is widely used in tech companies. And usually if you see on a web a lot of blue color, blue logo, blue typeface, it's definitely a tech company.
And my name is actually, if you translate my surname, is a blue.
From Russian? Yeah, it's also blue. Yeah.
That's funny part.
Yeah, but in our case, we got second accent color, the bright green color.
Remember like we shared, like we initially were thinking of the five colors, but gray color, I kind of did not feel that it should be somewhere, because maybe it should be, but kind of I didn't feel the kind of correlation between these colors.
I think four colors is okay.
But is it like regular? Should we explore more colors later on?
I don't think so. Why color is important in your marketing or in your branding, I would say. For example, if you walk down the street and see ATM with red signs, then you immediately understand that this is HSBC, right? And at the same time, if we see green ATM, then we know that this is Lloyd's Bank. Simple as that.
Do you mean kind of we associate colors with something?
With brand, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, do you think our users will associate these colors with the brand itself?
I think You know, definitely our colors will distinguish us from other projects, but at the same time, by the colors, it will be possible to assume that the project is related to tech industry. In this regard, we are given out by blue and green, which especially by blue, which is intended only for screens.
So we as well, like, we're thinking how to print this color, because I mean, one thing that usually designers do, they you know, think about the digital version. Yeah. But for us as well, one important part was that we still will do some printing. You know, we're still wanted to, you know, create a stickers. Yeah. Or something else. But when we saw that the exploration of these colors and the graphics itself, because the first kind of parameter for me, and I mean Edwin as well, like said, yeah, let's this is good, is that we need to try this noise kind of backgrounds with the pixels. I'm not sure, it's like the trend that started recently, and maybe it's like so popular because it gives not just direct colors, just clean colors, but it gives the enhancement of it.
90s trends are back. They are back in music, they are back in clothing, they are back as well in graphic design, and you know, gradient is one of the things that are back from 90s. Probably the most popular use of this color trend is a background gradient, and we use it too in a product table branding design, but I'm not sure this trend will ever get old, because there's so many ways to use it. And in our case, we use a slightly modified gradient, adjust to our visual concept, so you can clearly see a pixel noise in our gradient backgrounds.
So we love pixels anyways.
Yeah, a lot of pixels.
Because, you know, I have iPhone, but Edwin has like Google Pixel. Maybe that's the fate, you know, we love pixels. Maybe I should as well, like, think about
that's
the pixel.
That's a great phone, actually. Great phone.
Thing took us like 1.5 months something working with Pavel together. Of course, you know, Avsomic, one of the key things that they are saying, they kind of give you once a day update, which is good. I mean, for such a company, it's like really nice. Because when you pay money, and you do not see like result in 7 days, it's like you started to be worried.
If we get back to Osomic, I want to say that for a flat monthly subscription fee, you get amazing quality service and a decent result. Of course, you should understand that designer and the staff of your company who is working only with your brand is much efficient, since the guys from Osomic have several projects per person at the same time. But in any case, this is a great opportunity for small business, I think, and for startups to have a good graphic design.
You know, now the problem, I think, in the market, especially in Latvia and Lithuania and Estonia, what I'm hearing is that it's a lack of design talent. Yeah. And actually, for such a startups that are rising and want to enhance their brand identity, boost social awareness, boost, I don't know, even mobile app design, website design, it's really sometimes hard to give one in-house. And I mean, Osomic is a good way to go. For finalizing, we always still keep that fun moment, and Pavel sent us few stickers. What do you think about stickers that are really pixelated? And I guess it's fun, but...
You know, showing only your logo or your icon everywhere where you can put it is pretty boring and dry, I would say. Since we have developed a good overall brand style, we can create various graphic elements within this design system that can be easily identified with product able. And in our case, Pavel did an amazing job and put together a whole collection of different stickers for us. I truly like the result. I truly am.
We will, you know, send, this is will be actually our initial package. If you join our platform and be one of the, you know, members of it, then you will receive as well like a starter package of our stickers, of our welcome package, you know, some sweets from Latvia. And yeah, you can stick and you can be with us, because I think overall, like, this this U, Staircase U, is a really nice kind of logo. I haven't seen that in the world yet, but now I see because it's ours. And it's, you know, product table kind of green, blackish, bluish kind of collaboration. But I know, I think it's like fun times ahead, just
yeah, that was a great time. Elvis, what's next for Productable?
You tell me. Yeah, but we know the answer of it, and it's continuous learning, continuous experience, and bringing new guests, bringing new people, actually expanding the market itself with new talents to join, you know, IT companies, because I think in last couple of years, a lot of startups actually were acquiring such a positions, and what I see as well in like Latvian field, we are missing those people, so we are hiring abroad. But what we need to do, we need to, you know, still educating our own people and starting with Baltics and then, you know, growing. But regarding this expansion as well, you know, we are launching, as you might as well, the website, which will be totally new, because in the first iteration when we started this all product table, there was only podcast kind of Instagram based feeling. But now we want to as well navigate users through the blog, through the website content that we will publish. And of course, nevertheless, there will be a lot of new interesting guests from and experts joining us every single week from Google, Amazon, now we should say Meta, not Facebook, you know, YouTube, Hotjar, Stripe, Uncaped, N26, Kevin, and many more. We see a lot of, you know, different fields, different companies as well. What we will expand, definitely, we are not bringing only product people to our podcast now, but we will ask talented designers outside of the world to see their creativity, how they are seeing the product itself, what's the future of the product. Because again, in our case, the product table new rebranded style started with, you know, Pavel and Osomic, so it's like design part, yeah. And then it's scaling to the product management on how we execute it together with Edwin. This is our product, and Edwin will definitely cover a lot of like creative part, and we will discuss the product insights as well, like what we see maybe from design perspective on this product, what's the future it might hold. So there will be a lot of, let's say, more interactivity and creativity. That's why Edwin, you know, now is not in the shadow, and he's like publicly available to every one of you. So, and yeah, I don't know, like, what else, Edwin, do you think? What brings us?
Brings
here?
What?
Brings us here today.
Brings us here today. Well, definitely we are looking forward to change people's lives.
Yeah. And are we hiring? No.
Not yet.
But yeah, if there is some people that want to, you know, help us with some social posting or, I don't know, our Webflow experts, because actually we do not hide it. Our website is built on the Webflow. First of all, it's like, you know, amazing tool for no code. People like us, you know, we still understand maybe the code, but we need fast iterating the product. So it's like really good approach how to build a product, starting no code and then just go code when you have real programmers that you can pay to.
But that's interesting, you know? I'm start thinking. So today you can build a website fully in your browser. I mean, you can go to Figma,
yeah,
draw the design, then you can go to Webflow or Tilda or something else. And just, you know,
and copy paste it, drag and drop it.
Yeah.
Imagine like how it's changed, because the last, you know, couple of, I don't know, 10 years back, if we look, everyone wanted website, but did they sell the product? Not sure. No. They had the website. They were paying, you know, this hosting fees every single year. I think we say like the product table first year was like just paying hosting fees, and now it's like only developing. So it's like a small step forward. But in overall, how would you rate this Osomic experience that we had so far, like from this point zero till the end?
And you know, we have seen it ourselves. If we rate them in the prism of price quality, then I'll give them definitely a high mark.
What was a kind of no-brainer for me is that they have as well this seven-day trial where you pay just $7.
Yeah.
So it means like you are kind of getting match. And if you see that the person is right fit for you, then you continue to work. In our case, it was like that, no-brainer. Pavel was an amazing guy and we just continue. But yeah, I think it's like more message to those startups that are finding, you know, new ways, and they are struggling with the higher talents, because as we discovered, you know, Ukrainian-based designers are really good and they are like following the trends. Even if we look all together, we mentioned the Silicon Valley, and the most of designers that you will find either on LinkedIn, they work at some companies like Uber, Stripe, you know, and many more, building Instagram, building our feeds, and that's how we see the world. So they are kind of sharing as well to the community. Asomic is good.
Asomic is awesome, I would say.